John Hannon here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom handling all of our What's On Your Mind Twitter feed, so you can follow along there. We're going to put that video that somebody called about of Donald Trump explaining all this that nobody's really seen. We're not sure if it's clips of Donald Trump from before sort of being, I don't know, clairvoyant or something. I don't know what you call that, but knowing that it was coming, or if it's actually Donald Trump in a video that nobody's paying attention to, which could be. I paid attention to every word he said at the border yesterday. I thought it was fantastic. But anyway, that video will go up on my Facebook page. Todd will share it, as he always does, on the K-Fire pages. And Leah has it at What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter account. Once Kevin gets it to you, it'll be up before the end of the show. Okay? Second thing, we have a great audience here on What's On Your Mind. And we're a family, right? We are a family. So if Todd's going through a health situation with his recent issues with the heart ticker/heart, what do? We rally around him, we pray for him, and...
I thought you were going to say, we all end up with a health situation.
Well, that did happen to me yesterday, or was that the day before? And so I had a text from a listener 3 or 4 minutes before the show went on to the air today. It said, you haven't said this morning, I hope you're feeling better. So I am feeling fine. I actually have never felt bad. I just had double vision. And I didn't know why. And so I went to Sanford Health, emergency room. They checked me out, all the stuff you do. I was fine. They said, see your eye doctor and see your primary care doctor. So I was at the eye doctor yesterday, Aspire Optical. This is how amazing they are. It was the day off for the eye doc, and she comes in for me, and I bought my glasses there. So good from Ashley and the crew there at Aspire Optical. They came in at 6 last night, did the full board deal. They have a machine that looks at your eye that most eye doctors don't have. They're not an
ophthalmologist. There you go.
Yeah. Ophthalmology.
I feel like a Muppet when I say that, but anyway, they checked me out, and the eyes are fine, no tumors, no nothing. So I think it might be a recent change in a medicine, but I never pay attention to the side effects. But I changed this medicine like, you know, a month ago. So I'm leery that it's that. Why did I just get it now? Other than this is all clear. So anyway, thank you. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Pray for America first. Pray for Donald Trump next. Pray for the Constitution to be the sacred document it is with Republicans and Democrats. Pray for all that long before you pray for me. And speaking of health, one of the reasons I think, despite everything I do and having a few health bumps along the way at 56 years of age, colon gone, stomach stapled, all the crazy things I've been through, migraine headaches that were visual so you didn't know where they were coming on, screwing up your memory, all that stuff in my 56 years. The hot tub has become my oasis. And many studies show that things are just better. Life is better below the water and above the water. Above the water, you're a better person. You feel better. You just sort of decompress. And I've now come to find that that has to include a sauna. So I did it, fellas. I ordered a sauna. Called Vince. They said, I think I want it inside. My wife wants it outside. Don't want to spend a fortune, but I want a good sauna. And he said, I think you need one about this range. And I forget what it was. It was
inside? You went inside?
I haven't fought that battle yet. We got to decide soon because the electrician has to put up the...
Keep it inside, and then when you have a nice sauna inside, you can always go jump in the snow outside.
See, I'm less likely to walk outside in my skivvies.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yep. And
start in the house.
That's why I have a MyPillow robe, you understand. But, you know, sometimes you just want to go out with, the newspaper and in your skivvies. And I want to have it in the garage was my vote. Maria wants it outside. Too. Nice thing about doing it outside is you could go hot tub to sauna. These are really, really first world problems, 100%. We shouldn't even be talking about them today other than tell you it is a stressful time. It's stressful for farmers and ranchers and restaurant owners and every other kind of business person. It's a stressful time, and stress can put you in the ground. You can worry yourself into the ground. I'm not a worrier. I learned long ago, 80% of what you worry about never comes true. I always say that to people that are going through a tough time and maybe contemplating suicide or even have. We had an employee here remember sitting at the psych hospital with him. I said, dude, 80% of the things you're worried about in your head don't ever happen. And 20% of those aren't as bad as you thought. You know, you can always get through it. Now, sometimes your brain's wired in a way where you may think that, but you just do it. Point is, it's never the option. Never, 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 never. Text me 24/7 if you're thinking that way, and I'll get you the help you need. And I'll help you every bit I can, too. 701-367-2054. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is where you get the sauna, the hot tub, and anything else. They're in Bismarck, if you want to see one close up, right by the Walmart. They're off the expressway. They're in West Fargo, actually, 13th Avenue South, just into the West Fargo line if you're headed westbound away from West Acres. And they're also in Grand Forks in front of the old South Forks Plaza. I don't know what they call that place anymore, but it will always be the South Forks Plaza to me. Okay. And if you're looking for the robes, use my promo code. I just ordered a pile of them for the family because they were jealous that Mom and Dad had one and they wanted one. So the robes are at a really good deal right now. This is a $100 robe normally. You get it for 60-some with my promo code. It's worth every penny. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 get you the hot tub. MyPillow gets you the robe. You know what I'm saying? It's a good combo. MyPillow.com for my promo code, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, back to the calls. Our next call is by Nate. And I asked Nate to call the show. He had sent me a text and called me a couple of days ago. I learned that he was from Mandan and had been in Washington, D.C., and I saw him there. I remembered once I talked to him, but I didn't know his name or anything like that. Nate, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you? You lost Nate. All right, you get Nate back, and I'm going to talk to Mike in Roosevelt, Arizona. You're seriously in Arizona listening, Mike?
Yes, I am. I live in North Dakota and spend the winters in Arizona. One thing I'd like to get clear right away, you let the pillow guy talk for as long as he wants. When somebody calls in and disagrees with you, the normal procedure is to cut them off as quickly as possible. So let's get that clear that I get to talk as long as the pillow guy. I'd like to say this.
Well, can I just interject? If I let every caller, even those that disagree with me, talk as long as the MyPillow guy, who is one of our best sponsors and is a patriot of all patriots fighting this battle, that's all we do. So we can't do that. We've instituted a new thing during this discussion because everybody wants to talk. And I get it. I want to get to every you. I love every one of you. We've even instituted a leftovers show for a podcast where we can go to after the show calls. But, Mike, having said that, you got 1 minute. I won't say a word. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go.
Okay. Scott Hannon, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, and John Hoven promoted Trump and his lies. The Capitol policeman is dead. The Capitol's been trashed, and you, KFYR, contribute to promote the Trump cult. When do you intend to take responsibility for what you've done? I'd like to hear your spin, your way out of this. You tell lies every day. You promote conspiracy theories. You have no respect for the truth, and that you fire up these people with nonsense that is not factual. Trump lost the election. He lost it fair and square. Now he's encouraged people to kill a policeman. We have a terrible situation in the country. And every day you go on to promote these lies. I do my best not to purchase anything from people who advertise you. The MyPillow guy is a classic fraud. He lied and said there was a cure for the COVID.
Okay, you're over a minute now, Mike, but could you find me or just tell me where to find the part where Donald Trump said go up there and kill a police officer?
Yeah, no
could you,
kidding.
Could you get that to me?
He had no Mike? Clue that could happen. He set it up so it could happen.
Oh, but he didn't actually say what you said, go up there and kill a police officer then.
Yeah, because he didn't.
Never. Well, okay, so now I think you're the liar. I hate to say that, Mike, but I think you might be the liar. I got to ponder that a little bit. Second of all, I give opinions. You clearly think enough of this program to take us with you to Arizona. I thank you for that. Whether you agree Amen. With us or whether you disagree with us, I thank you for that. And I don't mind opinions that disagree at all. They add a little spice to my life. A little salt of the earth. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind you disagreeing at all, but don't call me a liar when I give my opinions. Don't demean our advertisers who keep this show going, and the reason they advertise is because people listen and they buy their products in big numbers. I think you need to wrap your mind around, Mike, that you have a different opinion than the majority of North Dakotans. That's just opinions. That's not lies. Does that make sense, Mike?
Go to a commercial right now.
Well, the clock tells me I have to, but yeah, you've had more time than I promised
you. We do every hour at about this time. And
Mike, what's your last name? I think I recognize your voice. What's your last name, Mike?
My last name is Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay, and you might have been involved in a little effort to...
A.K.A. The Kevin Kramer attacker.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay. Mike, I think you got some work to do before you call
Absolutely.
Us.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes. Standing tall in the backyard shed, looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey, y'all, watch this.
All right,
this.
Do we have Jared now?
My fate was a broken
arm. All right, next call waiting here. Jared in Mandan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir, Scott. Thank you for having me. I'm glad you're feeling better from yesterday's adventure.
Yes, it was an adventure, but it was actually, in a weird kind of way, a way to sort of get a checkup when you weren't planning one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it worked out just fine, and it was just really a little double vision. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't bad stuff. Anyway, Jared, you were in Washington, D.C. I saw you there. I didn't know you there, but I remember you had a beard. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and you called my cell phone on Sunday and said, I have something that I was given to me that I really want to get to a senator. The person who gave it to me said, I tried. I couldn't do it. It was a coincidence meeting at the Vietnam Wall where you were. And I want to pick it up from there. What did you find in the information that this person gave you?
Well, if we're going to start there and not, like I said, how I got to that point, inside of this information is it's something that's been in front of us this entire time. You know, Texas, they did everything they could. Got 21 states to even back them on what they were trying and attempting to do. But as it turned out, there was no standing. And I don't really understand that because I'm not a lawyer. But if the First Amendment says something, which we all look over, we always think the First Amendment is freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And I think there's one more that more commonly is identified to the First Amendment. But the one thing that's in the First Amendment that everybody overlooks because, well, we've never used it, is a redress of grievances. And within this redress of grievances is basically what we gave to the king in 1774 to redress our grievances. And 9 months later, Declaration of Independence was signed. I'm not saying we're trying to go that far. I'm saying that we need to have them wake up and give them a constitutional fight. Senator Kramer told us on the first day that we talked to him, the day before the protest was in the speech from Trump at the White House, he told us, he said he'll do anything. He'll do anything to fight. He's not playing smash ball. He's going to play by the Constitution of the United States. And a redress of grievances is in that Constitution. It is in the First Amendment, and it's there for a reason. Because when all else fails, before the Second Amendment, we do have an opportunity to redress our grievances to our government and or to these four or five states to play by the Constitution, play by the election rules, or we're not going to play ball with you anymore.
All right, stop there for a second. I know that some of what has happened in the last few days are actually in the Constitution. Is this sort of a no timeline? Use it when you need to use it. No regard for January 20th or January 6th or, you know, electors and what they did. I mean, is there a timeline that's sort of connected to what you're talking about, Jared?
Okay. Well, yeah. And that's why I kind of wanted to start back because the day of the event at the Capitol, there was this man in a sea of red, white, and blue in militant garb. There was a man that stood there in a suit. And when I found this man the day after at the Vietnam Veteran Memorial Wall, just standing there, and I approached him, he expressed to me that he was there in a suit because all them legislators, senators, congressmen, everybody up there, they're not going to talk to everybody out there that's, you know, very passionate, very emotional. they're going to talk to a man in a suit. So he came there to do business. But being that everything went to hell in a handbasket, he was unable to finish his mission. And I found him the following day, and Kramer asked me the day before, what can he do? What do we want him to do that's under the Constitution? And this, I believe, is the answer that was given to me 2 days later.
Now, you don't know this guy in the suit from Adam, right?
I did not know him. I have kept in touch. We are continuing to talk. He is continuing to keep up the same fight that I am of getting it into Texas's legislation hands, getting it to somebody that can validate it first, I guess.
Yeah, and what you're up against, even for Senator Kramer, he's getting 50 answers to that questions a day. Problem is 49 don't fit the bill. And that's right. Where I credit Senator Kramer. He really said all along, I see the Constitution. I know my heart for federalism and what the founders want in the states. I can't do what you want me to do by the Constitution. Bring me something I can do by the Constitution. I'll do it. I heard the same thing on the Capitol lawn. So I think you're thinking, right, this guy in the suit's rather interesting. Why was he wearing a suit in the middle of red, white, and blue?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Yeah, you mentioned that, so what's that all about?
His answer was he was there to do business. He wanted to be taken serious when he handed this paperwork. 16 pages, 8 pages to describe the path, what all this means. 5 pages were including the actual articles of association that we sent the king, and he has already written our redress of grievances that all 21 states that backed Texas before can jump on board and back this, and there is no court in the land that should be able to turn this down, being it is the First Amendment right. If they turn it down, then we know that we know where we got a problem. If the highest court in the land can turn this down, being it's the First Amendment, it's right there in English. Well, English, literally. Then we got a problem.
Yeah. You know, again, for people that maybe haven't read the Constitution in a while, I have a pocket copy right next to me here. Tell them what they should read. Just do their own research on this. What are you suggesting this piece of the Constitution would do? We've already got it to Senator Kramer. I've not had a chance to talk to him since I sent exactly what you sent to me to him. But I know somebody's taken a look at it, if not the senator himself. What is the exact place they'll find that in the Constitution?
The First Amendment, and you're killing me here. I just tore apart all my pages, and I can't find it. So you'd have to give me a second, but if you got it
right
in front of you, read the First Amendment for me.
Now I'm trying to find my Constitution. It's always here, and somebody took it. It's a popular document, so I realize why they would take it. Did they put it in a drawer? How can we both not have it? But we got plenty of time here, so we'll find it in due time here and
okay.
Use it. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, it's there in black and white, and I got to interpret it. Here would be my advice to any member of the United States Congress that really genuinely believes this could put a stop to this so that we can get to a point. And I happen to believe Democrats would be better served by this. If you do a process and you believe after that process it's fair, everything else, whether it's paper ballots being counted only or whatever, but you do your due diligence and you count right and you say, yep, and Biden wins, and you know there isn't anything to worry about in the trailer at the FBI with the shredded ballots, and there isn't anything to worry about with Dominion and thumb drives and internet hookups. You know, nothing to see here in Atlanta on video, right? And there's no outcome. There's no outcome that possibly says Donald Trump won in enough of those states to make a difference. That's better for Democrats. Because otherwise, this is going to consume the United States of America to get to a true outcome. And it's going to be 2 years down the road, and Joe Biden is done. Over.
Exactly.
Put a fork in him.
Scott, I'm not the guy that will say Biden is not my president. If you can really, truly prove to me that everything is on the up and up. But we all know there's a many people, I'll just say, not we all, but there are too many people to question the validity of this to actually just kick back and say, yep, he's our president.
All right, so you go find your Constitution. I'm going to look for mine.
I have it already.
All right,
Scott,
hang on. We'll do that right after the break. Right after the break. Hang tight. More coming up, folks. on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. I'm liking this music, so it's hard to move on here, but communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more, even beyond what we've done to this date, which I would argue has been pretty amazing. And how? It's all in the hands of the revenue generator. And that's the oil and natural gas industry. Because oil and natural gas advance all these possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Who's paying for the water projects? Who's paying for the roads? Who's paying for the schools in every township, county, city in America? I would argue that's probably the top contributor. Oil and gas in North Dakota. Important stuff. Towns like Tioga are a good example of that. Find out more about that wonderful community. I spent a lot of time sleeping on a bunk bed at the KTGO studios. It was our own little mini man camp. And I fell in love with that town and have for a long time. So find out more. It's a great place to live. Different point of view. Great place to raise a family. TiogaMDE.org. Okay. Back with Jared Hawk. Jared is a call we extended into this segment because he is going to read from the Constitution what he believes is all of the necessary tools to get to a result on this election that is free and fair, that gives Kevin Cramer, Senator Kevin Cramer, exactly what he asked for of Jared Hawk and other North Dakotans on the Capitol lawn. I want to ask you about that, too. But read the Constitution. Read that part of the Constitution that you think is the smoking gun on this, Jared.
Yeah, Scott, we believe a better question to ask ourselves is, did the forefathers anticipate this type of dilemma when drafting the Constitution? And if they did they intend to make the people or government the final arbiter of justice concerning government, abusing the rights of the people? More importantly, did the forefathers place within the Constitution a remedy to government abuse and corruption? And here is that First Amendment.
Before you read that, though, Jared, just as best as you can, repeat what you just said, because I think it comes back to the genius of the Founding Fathers. How in the world, 200-plus years ago, could they have envisioned all of what we are seeing today? And the amazing thing is, the American experiment that they started is alive and well because they did. Very good point. So tell me what you just told me again about the place to start on all of this.
Well, you got to think back to the Articles of Association. Okay, they're not only a redress of grievances, but it's a time capsule to the founding ideas and principles in which the founders were willing to. It marks very clearly important milestones in American history, as you just said, and the world. We believe a better question is to ask ourselves, did the forefathers anticipate this type of dilemma when drafting the Constitution? And if they did they intend to make the people or the government the final arbiter of justice concerning government and abusing the rights of the people? And I'm pretty sure that the Constitution was written for us to have the power to keep government in check, not for the government to keep the people in check.
And you believe that because you're reading that it's up to us, not the levers of power in the government. So tell me where it says we can do what you say we can do.
So we believe a reasonable person would agree that the redress of a grievance is that right? Because here it is. Congress, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble. And the final line that we all overlook, and to petition the government for redress of grievances, which is what the Articles of Association were back in 200 and some odd years ago. Where are we at now? 40.
I've lost count, but it's over 200 is what I say to be safe. But I always want to remember 1776 is where it started.
I was born in 1976, so I guess if I were to be accurate, it would be 46 years, 246 years.
Kevin, did you have a question for Jared?
Nope.
It looked like you were ready to ask a question. Jared, what you've done is pretty incredible. I think we now need to get an answer to say, hey, Senator Kramer, hey, constitutional expert, does this do it? Can this do it? Is it up to the people? Right now, the United States House of Representatives is busy saying, yeah, you assembled all right, and Donald Trump got 1 million of you to go bat guano crazy up there, people.
We know that's not true, Scott. We know that if there was a million, maybe it's 859,000, but if there was that many people there, we know everybody was there for the peace, for the power, the patriotism, for the standing in numbers.
Well, I don't agree with you there. You never say everyone because that's a big number, but I think 99% I'd agree with you.
1%. 99.9999.
Maybe.
Yeah, there you
go. But by the way, I don't know what the math is, but take the million and small numbers. They say 1,500 was in the Capitol. I'm going to put all 1,500 in the 1%. Because even if I love Donald Trump, I love America, I'm a patriot, and I'm fed up. The founding father said, do it what? Peacefully. There's nothing peaceful about breaking a window to get in the U.S. Capitol. There's nothing peaceful about crossing a line. You didn't do it, and I wouldn't have do it to get on the steps.
But come on, that's the biggest lapse of security and protocol and procedure since Kennedy's last car ride.
Agreed.
True. Seriously. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But it still gave them what they needed to say this was Trump's fault.
Exactly.
So if they don't do it, and only the bad guys are in there, the bad guys are in jail right now, they're plastered all over national media, they were the pawns. We can't be afraid to call our side wrong when they are. I don't even know if those people were our side. I don't know who they were.
Were they actors?
Were they, I don't know. I question everything.
God, I have so many details from that day that I could go on forever. I could fill your whole show. Trust me. I was there. I was in the middle of a lot. I seen a lot. I was not in the Capitol, obviously. I believe in the peaceful protest.
Do I understand correctly that because you were there, didn't do anything wrong, but because you were there, you've had inquiries from law enforcement? Do I understand that correctly?
Yes. I had law enforcement visit me and express a few things, but I will say overall, they were proud of our stand. Obviously, not the violence and everything else, but they were proud of what we did there that day.
Well, but they weren't there to tell you they were proud. They were there to say, somebody gave me a job to find out if you did something you shouldn't have done. We're investigating you because you're law enforcement. Who do you think sent them to you?
I believe somebody seen my Facebook post, just felt that I was there. So that was enough to say that I'm a criminal.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that is the house. That is the Capitol grounds. That's technically our house to be in legally. So I don't even find that. But once you start breaking windows to get in, yes, that you cross the line.
But you're telling me something on Facebook led to a visit from law enforcement, and all you're doing is saying, hey, I'm here. I mean, you're talking to Senator Kevin Kramer on the Senate side lawn, and, you know, that was a very tense meeting. You people were throwing a lot of things at him. But that was peaceful. I see no reason why you get a visit from law enforcement because it's something you put on Facebook. And I also see that as really public enemy number one right now, for the public, for the people, big tech. Big tech. Yes, I can exercise my free speech.
Big tech and Karen.
Karen, down with Karen.
Yeah, this is so sad. Jared, you're a patriot and a scholar, and I hope to meet you someday. I appreciate the time very much today. Thank you.
Oh, Scott, please again.
Wow. Back to the phones. Bob in Wheatland's been waiting a long time, so Bob, give me your best minute. Go.
Well, that's why I'm not on any of those high tech party lines, because of that very reason. I never was, never would be. But I do is listen to the radio. I do a little research myself, but I've been watching for four years. I've been watching this Democrat Party, and now where they're talking insurrection. Why are they projecting insurrection? Why in 7 days they can impeach the president when it takes them 8 months to get anything done with the stimulus project? Why are all of the Democrats running scared? That's really got my antenna up and my tinfoil hat. And as far as Mr. Quinn down in Arizona goes, I'm sorry, you're just a knucklehead, Mr. Quinn, and you got to get off of CNN or whatever it is that you're on, because you're a real knucklehead in my eyes.
Yeah, knucklehead might be a term that fits. Was he in Arizona, really, do you think? Todd's doing a little research on that, because that would make him a liar. If he called the show and said he was in Arizona, but he was in Arizona.
Because he picks different towns.
Yeah, I mean, he does. Every time he calls, it's a different town. That makes him a liar. Because we're not going to avoid his call.
Everybody names all the time, you know. But
yeah, Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you. I got to keep going because I want to give everybody I can a minute. Let's see, Chris, and they say it's Karnak, North Dakota, another town I haven't heard of. But if it exists, I'll get there. I did, by the way, figure out the whole Des Lax thing. How do you say it again, Tom?
The Lax.
So I'd been to Burlington. I'd been to Berthold. Now I get it, but I don't know that I'd ever been to Des Lax. But I know. Are you really in Karnak, North Dakota, Chris?
Yeah, that's where I live at. Dennis Haugen's my neighbor. I think you've been over at his house.
Oh, okay. You're over there in that area. I've been to that area, yeah. I always think of that as Cooperstown. Yeah,
I'm a half mile north of Karnak.
So you're a suburb of Cooperstown, right?
What? No, Hannaford is closer.
Hannaford, okay. You're a suburb of Hannaford. All right, I got it now.
Yeah,
anyway,
we live in the mighty Cheyenne River Valley.
God bless you. Now, there's another town I got to go to, even though I've been close, if Dennis Haugen's your neighbor, because I've been to his wind farm. So, Chris, tell me why you're calling. You got a minute.
Well, I'm really concerned about this Attorney General issue. Barr was not willing to do anything. He was a wolf in sheep clothing, but he wasn't willing to do any prosecution of any Democratic activity. And now, it's my understanding, I haven't heard, but is he resigned? And if there is a new Attorney General, why isn't he appointing a special counsel to look into, oh my gosh, there's no limit to the amount of things that need to be looked into, investigated. Otherwise, they're just going to be swept under the rug. I mean, how can we not have the Clintons in jail? How can Obama and Michelle not be put in jail for spying on a presidential opponent? Why can't Biden and Hunter be looked into? Is there not going to be a special counsel appointed?
All good questions. You did it in 50 seconds. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you, Chris. Ruger in Golden Valley has waited the next longest. Brian in Jamestown, Kevin in Cavalier. Stick around for the After the Show show. We're going to talk COVID and long-term care.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the indoor used car sale this past Saturday. Well, so successful because they've taken in so many trades, they've extended it through this Saturday at 4 p.m. If you were there last week, you didn't see what you were looking for, take another look. Or if for some reason you didn't make it out, well, here's your chance to get a very reasonable price for a late model pre-owned vehicle. Over 125 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs in all price ranges marked down. And don't forget, some of those used vehicles, many of them come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. The sale only comes once a year, and you won't see prices like this all year long. All makes, all models, many local trades. Hurry, the sale ends 4 p.m. this Saturday. Schwann Buick GMC, under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway in Mandan, and check them out online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Look for the big flag. They're patriots there.
Amen.
They are patriots there. Look for that big flag. Says a lot. I want to ask you another quick question here. Did you know that hackers can get into your server through your printer? I'm telling you,
scary.
I know, but it's true. I had no idea that could happen until our friends at ABM, Advanced Business Methods, helped our IT people know how to put up the firewalls and doing everything else. 50 years these folks have been helping people like that. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. They're high-end computers. They've got data and analytics that say, hell, you know, hey, who's doing the color print when they don't need to do the color print? They'll save you money on every job. Find out who's printing what. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Probably can't get by with putting your fanny on the copier anymore like I did when I was like 10 years old at the radio station.
You did that?
I did that, yeah. I did take Windex to the copier after, but I actually did that. ABMnow.com, ABMnow.com. All right, quick impeachment update. If the rule that they're debating on right now in the House passes, then 2 hours of debate on the impeachment is next. So this probably will be about 2 o'clock this afternoon our time. I don't much care because they're obviously going to do it. And it's kind of funny to hear the Democrats lose their mind and just how crazy they are. Texter says, God damn, kind of funny here. I just heard a congressman say they will not tolerate defacing and occupying of a government building. I think that was one of the clips we took, right? It's an email, actually. The emailer says, burning a U.S. post office in Minneapolis is apparently okay.
That was a police station, but yeah.
Yeah. And
they burned the post office, too.
That's right. They did both.
Yeah. There's a federal building in Seattle, I think, they got torched.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Courthouses they had to board up.
Yep.
Pay very close attention, folks, to the man behind the curtain, because they are trying to get by with stuff you cannot believe.
Hypocrisy on parade.
All right. I'm going to talk about a less desirable topic than impeachment by a little bit, COVID-19. And I think one of the great tragedies of the whole COVID-19 epic pandemic that has controlled our lives in many ways of the last year is being the human connection between a family member in a long-term care facility and the resident, right? That's gone for the most part. Thankfully, we have people like Seth Fisher, the Department of Human Services, Chris Jones on down there, working day and night to even push the envelope from some of the federal strings that prevent long-term care facilities from doing what they'd like to do and what they believe is safe. But, you know, when you control the purse strings, that's tough. So, Seth, thanks for joining us. I appreciate the time today very much.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
What do you want people to know about this topic right now?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly been a evolving door kind of since the pandemic started, and certainly had its highs and lows, as you nicely gave a recap of there. You know, I think the important thing, really, the take-home message I'd like people to know today is, you know, a month and 2 months ago, we were in a far different place in relation to active cases within these congregate living settings, where our state's most vulnerable population resides, than we are today. So I'm really happy to share that as of today, this morning, we only have 106 active cases within skilled nursing homes, basic care facilities, and assisted living facilities across the state of North Dakota. So that entails a mix of both residents and staff, or healthcare workers, but that is down astronomically from kind of where we were at the peak of this thing about 6 to 8 weeks ago, when we had over 1,000 active cases of long-term care. So as you said, this has been a long road for people. There's definitely been a psychosocial toll that has weighed heavily on residents and families, and they've had so many opportunities and so many things that have had to be kind of just foregone and missed. But between the vaccination that's now here, between a lot of the mitigation strategies that people are now doing a little more routinely in North Dakota, I think that light is coming at the end of the tunnel, and we're really hopeful we can keep moving forward and get things going back to normal here very soon.
If someone in a long-term care facility is saying, I'm sorry, you still can't visit your loved one, that is not a state mandate, a state regulation. That is a decision by those individual facilities now. Am I right?
Yeah, I'll get just a little more context on that. So, yeah, you're right, Scott, in relation to, so again, the three levels of care we have here in North Dakota, skilled nursing facilities, which there's 79 of, that's our highest level of care. Those entities are overseen by CMS, so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, they have pretty stringent regulations in place that kind of dictate when these facilities can and cannot have indoor visitation, primarily whether they've had an active case in the past 14 days and based off what the county positivity rate is looking like. However,
hold that thought, because I want to talk about, you know, the three levels and understand where it's at, but we're going to have to do that on the After the Show, and then we'll have Seth back at some point to update us on this. By the way, on the mitigation stuff he talked about, it's also coming in the form of technology, where H.A. Thompson & Sons is providing incredible technology to zap the virus in these nursing homes, and they're delivering those now. So that's an important part, too. We'll talk about that. Have lunch today at PetroServe USA. You'll feel better home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless. See you tomorrow.